We have as much humility as we have of Jesus Christ.
我们有耶稣多少，我们就有多少谦卑。
We'll never have any more than what we have of Jesus Christ living in us.
我们永远不会有比耶稣基督住在我们里面更多的谦卑。
His spirit of humility must possess us.
他谦卑的灵，一定要充满我们。
It's so wonderful to know that Jesus wants to live out his life within us.
是何等美好，知道耶稣要借由我们活出他的生命。
It was pride that broke our fellowship with God.
但是我们的骄傲呢，常常打断我们跟神的关系。
When the devil breathed into Adam and Eve, their desire to be great and separate from God.
当魔鬼把想要跟神脱离关系，然后自我膨胀的这个欲望吹到亚当跟夏娃里面的时候。
But Jesus came to be dependent on his Father at all times.
但是耶稣呢，却无时无刻的依靠他的父神。
Hallelujah. This morning, Pastor Chow spoke to us about faith.
今天早上周牧师跟我们谈到信心。
How we need to believe the Lord.
我们需要来相信这位主。
I wanted to share something with you from Andrew Murray's book.
我想要跟你们分享穆安德烈弟兄的一本书。
This copy is 50 years old.
这本书有50年。
But there's a chapter in his book on faith and humility.
这一章呢，他谈到信心与谦卑。
He begins with the verse from John 5:44.
他由约翰福音五章四十四节当起头。
How can you believe if you receive glory from one another, and the glory that comes from God you seek not?
你们互相受荣耀，却不求从独一之神来的荣耀，怎能信我呢？
In other words, pride destroys faith.
换句话说，骄傲呢，能摧毁信心。
It makes it impossible to believe.
它让我们没有办法来相信。
Because our pride makes us dependent on ourselves.
因为骄傲让我们靠自己。
Our self-confidence.
我们的自信。
Our self-will.
我们的自我有意志。
Our self-centeredness.
我们自我中心。
Our independence.
我们的自主。
Makes it impossible to believe God.
让我们没有办法来相信神。
But faith and humility are one.
但是信心跟谦卑却是合一的。
When we have the humility of Jesus Christ,
当我们有耶稣基督的谦卑的时候，
we will be like he was.
我们就会跟他一样。
Philippians tells us chapter 2 that he emptied himself.
腓立比书第二章告诉我们他倒空自己。
He took the form of a servant.
他形成仆人的样式。
He was ever dependent on the Father.
他总是依靠着父神。
He presented himself as an empty vessel.
他展现自己是一个虚空的容器。
For God to use.
让神来使用。
The scripture tells us he was obedient unto the death of the cross.
经文告诉我们，他顺服至死，直到十字架上。
He came to set us free from our pride.
他来是要把我们从我们的骄傲中救离出来。
Pride closed the door to the garden.
骄傲呢，会把我们进入花园的门关上。
And Jesus came to open the door.
但是耶稣却来要把那扇门打开。
He did it in his humility.
他用谦卑来做这件事。
Oh, and how much we need to be delivered from our pride.
我们需要被从我们的骄傲中拯救出来。
God must be all and in all.
主神呢需要在我们的一切也成为我们的一切。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a sentence I wanted to read to you.
我想要读一句话给你们。
As we see how in the very nature pride and faith are opposite.
我们可以看见骄傲跟信心是完全相反的。
We can never have true faith if we do not have true humility.
如果我们没有真正的谦卑呢，我们永远不可能有真正的信心。
It makes a living faith impossible.
骄傲呢，使活出来信心这件事是不可能的。
We may have strong intellectual conviction.
也许我们头脑里面有非常坚定的信仰。
And assurance of the truth.
也非常确信真理。
While pride rules our heart.
但如果骄傲在我们心中作王
But a living faith which has power with God is impossible.
但是一个活出信心而且让神的力量来行出来的是不可能的。
I wanted to share two scriptures that Jesus commands faith.
我想要跟你们分享两段经文关于耶稣跟他的信心。
Luke chapter 7.
路加福音第七章
Verse 9
第九节
This is the story of the centurion.
这是百夫长的故事
You know, centurion was not a Jew.
这百夫长不是一位犹太人
He was a Roman.
他是一位罗马人
But he had a servant who was sick.
但是他有位仆人生病了
And he wanted Jesus to heal him.
那他希望耶稣来医治他的仆人。
Let's read from verse 3.
我们从第三节开始念。
When the centurion heard about Jesus, he sent to him elders of the Jews, asking him to come and heal his servant.
百夫长奉闻耶稣的事，就托犹太的几个长老去求耶稣来救他的仆人。
And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded with him earnestly, saying,
他们到了耶稣那里，就切切地求他说，
He's worthy for you to do this for him.
你给他行这事是他所配得的。
He loves our nation. He's one who built us our synagogue.
因为他爱我们的百姓，给我们建造会堂。
And Jesus went with them.
耶稣就和他们同去。
When he was not far from the house, the centurion sent friends saying to him,
离那家不远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说，
Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I'm not worthy to have you come under my roof.
主啊，不要劳动，因为你到我舍下，我不敢当。
Therefore, I did not presume to come to you.
我也自以为不配去见你。
But say the word.
只要你一句话
and let my servant be healed.
我的仆人就必好了。
For I too am a man set under authority with soldiers under me, and I say to one, go, and he goes, to another, come, and he comes, and my servant do this, and he does it.
因为我在人的权下也有兵在我以下，对这个说去，他就去，对那个说来，他就来，对我的仆人说，你做这事，他就去做。
When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him.
耶稣听见这话就稀奇他。
And turning to the crowd that followed him, said,
对，转身对跟随的众人说，
I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith.
我告诉你们，这么大的信心，就是在以色列中我也没有遇见过。
And when those who had been sent returned to the house, they found the servant well.
那托来的人回到百夫长家里，看见仆人已经好了。
Here Jesus is saying he had not seen such great faith.
这边耶稣说他从来没有见过这么大的信心。
But that faith is represented in the humility of the man.
但是这信心呢，却是由他的这个百夫长的谦卑里面表现出来。
He says to Jesus, I'm not worthy.
他跟耶稣说我不配。
For you to come into my house.
不配你到我舍下。
Just speak the word and it'll be done.
你只要说一句话，我的仆人就会好了。
So you see how humility is commended here as great faith.
所以我们可以看到，谦卑这边呢是被称赞为是一个很大的信心。
If we want to believe God, we must humble ourselves.
如果呢我们要来相信神，我们一定要谦卑自己。
We must realize that He is all and in all.
我们需要知道神是一切，他也在一切之中。
That we have nothing.
我们没有什么。
That we are empty.
我们是空虚的。
And the empty we, more empty we are, the more He can fill us with Himself.
我们越虚空呢，神却越多的人来充满我们。
Jesus Christ thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
耶稣基督，认为他不可以跟神同等。
And yet he emptied himself.
但是呢，他也倒空自己。
That he might just be filled with the Spirit of God.
所以他可以被神的灵充满。
Jesus was so dependent on the Father.
耶稣呢是如此的需要跟依靠他的父神。
He said, "The works that I do are not mine; my Father is in me."
他说我所行的并不是我自己，而是出自我的父神。
If you read carefully the Gospel of John, you see Jesus saying, I do nothing of myself.
如果你仔细地读约翰福音的话，你会发现耶稣常说，我自己并没有行什么事。
He said, the words that I speak are not my words, but his that sent me.
我所说的并不是出于自己，而是从差遣我来的那一位。
When he had to make the decision to choose the 12 disciples,
当他需要决定如何选择那十二位门徒的时候
，He spent all night in prayer.
他用了一整夜来祷告。
He was ever seeking his Father's will.
他总是不断地去寻求父神的心意。
He was dependent.
他是靠着父神。
This is so opposite of us.
这个跟我们很不像。
We are born independent.
我们非常的自由自主。
I have a little child I visit sometimes.
我有时候会去探访一位小朋友。
I want to help her with something.
我想要帮帮她。
She can hardly talk.
她还不会说话。
But she says, no, I do it.
但是她会说，不要，我自己来。
You see, it's in us.
所以这是在我们里面很自然的。
And that's what the devil breathed into us.
这就是撒旦呢，吹到我们里面的这种气。
He told Adam and Eve, "You will be like God."
他跟亚当跟夏娃说，你们会跟神一样。
You will know good and evil.
你们也会知道善与恶。
They already knew good.
他们已经知道善了。
What he introduced to them was evil.
所以撒旦呢，却把这个恶暴露到亚当跟夏娃之前。
The devil is the father of Pride.
撒旦呢是骄傲之父。
Some people say we have to have some pride.
有些人说我们总需要一点点的面子。
You want just a some of the devil?
你只想要一点点的撒旦吗？
No, we want what Jesus had.
不是的，我们是想要耶稣有的。
If we're going to be in the bride of Christ, we have to be like Christ.
如果我们要成为基督的心腹，我们必须像基督。
We listened yesterday as we spoke about the bride must be in love with her bridegroom.
昨天我们有听到，新娘呢一定要爱新郎。
She must have his humility.
她需要有她的谦卑。
She must have his purity.
她需要有她的纯洁。
She is the bride of the Lamb.
她是羔羊的心腹。
She's not called the bride of the elephant.
她不是称为大象的心腹。
Or the lion even.
或者是狮子的心腹。
She's called the bride of the lamb.
她是羔羊的心腹。
The lamb is meek.
羔羊呢是非常温柔。
And lowly. Lowly.
非常的低微。
Jesus taught one school.
耶稣呢只有传讲一个学问。
Opened one university.
他开了一所大学。
He tells us, "Come and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart."
他说来跟我学，因为我的心是谦卑的。
That's the one school he opened.
这是他唯一所 传论的。
He said, if you want to learn,
他说如果你要学
learn of me,learn of me,
学我
I'm meek,
我非常的谦卑
I'm lowly,
我很卑微
and you will find rest for your soul.
那你的心灵就可以得到安息
Oh, there's where rest comes from.
这是安息所来在之处
Sitting at the feet of Jesus.
在主的脚前
But that then we need to make it a matter of prayer. Jesus, give me your humility.
我们需要把这个变成我们的祷告。
Every day we need to pray, Oh, change me.
每天我们需要祷告，主啊，改变我。
When I was a young girl, just 18 years old, and went to Bible school.
当我18岁的时候，一开始去圣经学校的时候。
I lived in the faith homes in Zion, Illinois.
我住在一个信心之家，在伊利诺伊州。
Every afternoon, they told me, "You take time in your room and pray 1 hour. Jesus, show me my pride the way you see it."
家里面的人呢跟我说，每一个下午，他们都要我花一个小时的时间在房间里祷告。主啊，求你让我看见。我自己的骄傲。
It's a horrible sight.
这是不是什么愉快的事。
We don't want anybody else to see it.
我们也不想让人家看到这个场面。
But God has to show us.
但是呢，神要向我们显明。
That he might deliver us.
他才可以把我们从这个骄傲之中拯救出来。
He wants to set us free.
他希望让我们自由。
He wants to break the curse of pride in our life.
他希望把骄傲的咒诅呢除去。
Some people say there is such a thing as the pride of your face.
有人说会有面子这件事。
How nice you look.
或者是你看起来怎么样。
Some people take pride in their face.
有人以他们的面容为傲。
Some people take pride in their race.
有人以他们的种族为傲。
Are you proud to be Chinese?
你身为华人为傲吗
？In the U.S., they say I'm proud to be an American.
很多美国人也非常以他们身为美国人为傲。
But the worst kind of pride is the pride of grace. Pride of grace.
最糟糕的骄傲是恩典的骄傲。
We heard something about that this morning.
我们今天早上有学到。
We're proud of our spiritual grace.
我们自认为在灵里面很有恩典。
We forget that we have nothing but what Jesus gave us.
但是我们常常忘记，我们除了神给我们的，我们没有什么。
Jesus says in the epistles to not to think too highly of ourselves.
耶稣在使徒的书信说，不要自视过高。
When it comes to honor.Prefer somebody else.
当有荣誉的时候呢，我们把这个名誉让给别人。
That's hard to do, don't you think?
这也不是很容易。
We usually think more highly of ourselves.
我们通常总觉得自己比较好。
Unless God begins to work in our heart by the power of the Holy Spirit.
除非呢，神借着圣灵的能力在我们的心里做工。
When He shows us ourselves the way we really are.
当他让我们看见自己真正的模样的时候
Oh, we think nobody could be as worse sinner than I am.
我们就会看到没有人可以比我们这样子更像罪人了。
God's mirror never makes us conceited.
神的镜子呢从来不会让我们被蒙蔽。
It shows us what we're really like.
他让我们看到自己真正的模样。
And there is no hope for deliverance.
我们不会有被拯救的希望。
Except having Jesus live within us.
除非呢，让基督耶稣来住在我们里面。
The disciples walked with Jesus for 3.5 years.
耶稣的门徒跟他同行有三年半。
They talked with him.
他跟他们跟耶稣讲话
They ate with him.
跟耶稣一起吃饭
They even slept outside with him.
甚至跟他一起睡觉
And he was the greatest teacher that ever lived.
耶稣呢也是有史以来最好的老师。
But they couldn't learn the lesson.
但是他们却没有学到教训。
When it came time for the examination, they failed.
当他们要考试的时候，他们却失败了。
Right there before Jesus went to the cross at the Last Supper.
在最后的晚餐，耶稣被钉死之前。
They're still quarreling which one's going to be the greatest.
他们还在争吵是到底哪一位才是最伟大的。
Which one's going to be first?
哪一位要最先？
That's another thing. You don't have to teach a little child when they're playing together. They say, "Me first."
另外你们更不用去教一些小朋友，就是他们总会说我先，我先。
It's born in our nature. It's our human nature to be filled with pride.
充满骄傲呢，是我们的人性。
We need a new nature.
我们需要一个新的性情。
We need the nature of Jesus Christ.
我们需要耶稣基督的性情。
And as we wait on him, he gives us his nature.
那当我们在等候他的时候，他就会把他的性情注入我们里面。
He changes us.
他改变我们。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We don't need to despair.
我们不需要绝望。
It's hopeless ourselves.
我们自己呢，其实是没希望的。
But not with Jesus.
但是跟耶稣在一起就不同。
He can change us.
他可以改变我们。
He can fill us with His Spirit.
他可以用他的灵充满我们。
His Spirit is a spirit of humility.
他的灵是谦卑的灵。
And meekness.
卑微的灵。
These disciples that were so filled with pride and jealousy and superiority.
这些门徒呢，他们被了骄傲啊，还有自满来充满了。
What changed them?
是什么改变了他们?
It wasn't listening to Jesus' teaching.
不是听到耶稣的教训。
And trying to do better.
或者是试着行好事。
Listen to Peter. He's so full of self-confidence.
就看看彼得好了，他这么的自信。
He said, if everybody else denies you, not me, I won't deny you.
如果每一个人都弃绝你了，我不会，我永远不会离弃你。
But he did it.
但是他却
three times
三次离弃主。
He denied Jesus.
否认主三次。
The only change in the disciples was Pentecost.
使徒们呢，圣徒们啊，这个门徒们呢，真正的改变呢，是在五旬节那一天。
At Pentecost, the Spirit of Jesus came into them.
五旬节那天，基督的灵呢，进到他们里面。
We see the love of God in them.
我们看到神的爱在他们里面。
We see them laying down their own lives.
我们看到他们摆下自己的生命。
Risking their lives to further the gospel.
为了传福音呢，冒着自己的命。
That's why Jesus said to them, "It's necessary for you that I go away."
这是为什么耶稣说，我必须离开你们。
Because if I go away, I'll come back.
他说，因为我离开的话呢，我还会回来。
And when I come back, I'll live inside of you.
而且我回来的时候呢，我会住在你们里面。
It was the life of Jesus Christ being lived out in them.
所以呢，这是耶稣基督的生命在他们里面显明。
Nature never can conquer nature.
人性呢，永远没办法征服人性。
It takes the spirit of a living God.
是需要神又真又活的灵。
And that's why we want to be in His presence.
这是为什么我们要跟他在他的同在里。
That's why we say, 充满我。
为什么我们说充满我
？Fill me, fill me now.
充满我，现在充满我。
Fill me with your spirit.
用你的灵来充满我。
Your spirit of humility.
以谦卑的灵。
Many people want a spirit of power.
很多人希望有蛮有能力的灵。
This is the great power.
但是这个就是大有能力的。
This is the ability to believe God.
这是有相信神的能力。
This is great faith.
这个是大信心。
The humility of Jesus.
耶稣的谦卑。
Because the empty we are,
因为我们越空虚
the more He can fill us.
他越能充满我们。
He wants to fill us to the top.
他要充满我们直到冒出来。
In the Psalms, it says the rain fills the pools.
在诗篇里面我们看到雨充满了水沟。
A pool is an empty place.
一个坑呢是一个空的地空的容器。
The rain fills the pool.
雨呢可以填满它。
It doesn't fill the mountain.
它那个雨呢不会充满一座山。
It runs over top of it.
它只会留在上面。
If we are raised up in our own pride,
如果呢我们像一座山一样充满骄傲。
Our own self-esteem.
我们的自尊。
The water runs right off of us.
那个雨呢就会就离我们流过。
But if we are empty,
但是如果我们是
like Jesus was,
我们是空的。
We can be filled.
跟耶稣一样我们就能被充满。
With the glory of God.
被神的荣耀充满。
The power of God.
神的能力充满。
We will be able to believe.
我们呢就能够相信。
You see how children do believe.
我们可以看到小孩他其实很容易相信。
We become as little children.
我们需要像小孩一
样。Whatever Jesus says, we believe.
耶稣说什么我们就相信什么。
And you see how dependent children are.
我们可以看到小孩都是很依赖父母。
That's one of their characteristics, they're dependent.
这是他们的特性他们很依赖。
The older I am,
我越年长
The more dependent I become on Jesus.
我就越依赖耶稣。
I'm so dependent to come to you, even speak to you.
我甚至依赖到达一个程度，我需要分享的时候。
I say, Oh Jesus, give me your words.
我说耶稣啊，求你给我你的话语。
Don't let me speak my own words.
不要让我说自己的话。
Don't let me think my own thoughts.
不要让我思想自己的思。
I just want to be an empty vessel.
我只要成为一个空的器皿。
For you to fill me.
让你来充满。
For you to use me.
让你来使用。
You have your way.
你的旨意成全。
Oh, it's a beautiful life.
这是一个美好的生命。
And make us ready to be his bride.
而且这会让我们准备好成为他的心腹。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
I wanted to ask Amy Lou.
我想要请 Amy.
Amy Lou has had some lessons on humility.
她有学到一些谦卑的功课。
She's going to share one of them.
希望她来跟我们分享其中之一。
Hallelujah.
感谢主哦，谦卑，还有一个重要的特点就是顺服，就是当有人叫你来前面分享的时候，就要顺服到前面来。虽然我现在脑袋瓜空空的，我还在后面打瞌睡，在休息，然后玛莎就叫我到前面来分享，那。我心里也是想说主啊我真的是也求你帮助我能够让我能够讲你的话那我想分享的就是这几年我在达拉斯的学习我去达拉斯总共有十年然后我信主是在我第四年所以我信主七年我是在美国达拉斯信主的那我很感谢神带领我去美国念书留学然后也在那边得救信主然后来到周牧师达拉斯的团契来认识我们这样这么美丽伟大的创造我们的主那我很感谢就是我很来到一个很单纯的环境就是周牧师没有要求我们做很多事工所以那我们唯一的事工就是安静等候神就是来到神的面前然后听他的话语那还有一个就是另外一个学习的功课就是谦卑那我觉得神在我信主的第四年左右的时候神给我一个出了很大的难题就是要我留在美国那一般人都是很喜欢留在美国觉得美国的生活环境很优渥 很舒服，空气很好，大部分人都巴不得都要留在美国。那我是跟大部分人相反的，我是想要回来台湾，因为我的家人都是在台湾，那我喜欢跟我的家人住在一起。那神就给我出了一个很大的难题，叫我留在达拉斯能够继续的追求。那我刚开始也是跟神讨价还价了好多年，就是说主啊，可不可以三年，我做你的门徒三年，然后我就要回家了，跟我父母在一起。那神当我每一次跟神这样祷告的时候，神没有用很严厉的语气来纠正我，但他每次就是很安静的看着我，然后用很微笑这样子看着我。那我只能说，我觉得是神他的爱融化了我刚硬的心，让我能够顺服，让我能够谦卑，然后能够遵行他的旨意。到最后我也是用就是耶稣的祷告，就是主啊，不按照我的旨意，就按照你的旨意，愿你的旨意能够成就在我的身上。那这样子的过程也不是很舒服啦，我也流了一大缸的眼泪，但是我相信神就是要带领我进入这个丰盛的之地，这个流奶与蜜之地。我不是很清楚，但是我觉得我很感谢神，周牧师带领我到一个很单纯的环境，我就是简单的相信，简单的领受。那我觉得还有一个很大的特点，就是我觉得神的同在深深的吸引了我，让我觉得说哦，神的同在好宝贵，宝贵到胜过我以前在都市上的生活。因为我是台北市的女孩子，我已经习惯都市的生活，就是习惯外面的那个，就是那种多彩多姿的生活，喜欢逛街，然后跟朋友去看电影啊，很多朋友喝下午茶，然后就是享受的生活。但是在达拉斯，我神就是要我安静，让我学会安静，然后跟他单独的相处。那我觉得这样子走过来，我这样谦卑的顺服，我觉得有像前几天我跟慧婵姐妹分享说，我们去香港，香港也是很漂亮，尤其是那个夜景。可是我觉得神已经改变到我，我觉得我不会为那些都市的生活，就是那些五颜六色的生活来吸引我了。我真的是觉得还是神的同在是最宝贵的，是最真实的。然后我觉得神真的是改变我，让我成为一个都市的女孩子，竟然能够享受简单的生活。那我真的是要感谢主，就是神慢慢的坐在我里面，让我能够这样子学，就是谦卑顺服的功课。我还是在学啦，那我真的是把荣耀归给神，这是我一点点的分享。阿们。
Hallelujah. I've worked with Amy for several years, and it's true. Everything I ever ask her to do, she does it right away.
我已经跟 Amy 共事很多年了，然后这是真的，我请她做什么，她就马上去做。
And if she finds herself in pride, she repents.
如果发觉自己有点骄傲，她马上就悔改。
Hallelujah. There's one more verse I want to share.
我还想要跟你们分享一段经文。
Matthew 15:21.
马太福音15:21。
I believe it's so wonderful to rely on the scripture.
我相信，能依靠这个圣经呢，是多么美妙的。
We listen to what Jesus says.
我们可以聆听耶稣所说的话。
What I say doesn't matter.
我所说的并不重要。
But what the Bible says.
但是圣经上所说的。
It's so powerful. Matthew 15.
是大有能力的。马太福音15:21。
This is the Canaanite woman. And Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon.
所以这是迦南妇人的故事。而十一节说耶稣离开那里退到推罗西顿的境内去。有一个迦南妇人从那里出来喊着说主啊大卫的子孙可怜我我的女儿被鬼附的甚苦。
But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, Send her away, for she's crying out after us.
耶稣却一言不答门徒近前来求他说这妇人在我们后头喊叫请打发她走吧。
He answered, I was only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.
耶稣说我奉差遣不过是到以色列家迷失的羊那里去。
But she came and knelt before him, saying, Lord, help me.
但妇人来拜他说主啊帮助我。
And he answered, it's not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.
他回答说不好拿儿女的饼丢给狗吃。
She said, yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.
妇人说主啊不错但是狗也吃他主人桌子上掉下来的碎渣。
Then Jesus answered her, O woman, great is your faith.Be it done unto you as you desire.
耶稣说妇人你的信心是大的照你所要的给你成全了吧。
And her daughter was healed instantly.
从那时候她女儿就好了。
You know, they called the Samaritans dogs.
他们犹太人呢称撒玛利亚人把他们称为狗。
Most of us would have been offended if Jesus said that to us.
我们大部分人应该会觉得不太好记如果耶稣叫我们叫狗。
If we come asking him for something and he said it's not right to give the bread to the dogs.
如果我们跟他求什么他说总不好把饼给狗吃。
But he knew what was in her heart.
但是耶稣知道这妇人的心。
She wanted her daughter healed.
她希望她的女儿得医治。
She humbled herself.
她谦卑自己。
And she said, the dogs eat the crumbs.
她说就算狗也吃渣。
And she got what she wanted.
而且她得到她所想要的。
Her daughter was healed instantly.
她女儿马上就好了。
But she also has this word from Jesus.
但是她有耶稣来的话。
Great is your faith.
你的信心何等的大。
Jesus again is...These two examples, when he's talking about great faith.
所以这是两个耶稣谈到何等大信心的例子。
Both with the Roman soldier.
一个是罗马的兵丁。
Or this Canaanite woman, Samaritan.
还有一个迦南的撒玛利亚妇人。
In both cases, he's calling it great faith.
在两个故事中里面呢耶稣都提到极大的信心。
And if we look closely, we see it is great humility.
如果我们更仔细的看我们会发现这是极大的谦卑。
Humbling themselves.
把自己卑微下来。
Saying, Oh Jesus.
说耶稣。
I'm not worthy.
我不配。
Or I will take just the crumbs.
我就只要那个渣就好了。
Oh, it's so wonderful to come down at the feet of Jesus.
能来到主的脚前是多么美好的。
And learn of him.
来向他学习。
Because he is humility.
因为他就是谦卑。
The devil is pride personified.
撒旦呢是骄傲的化身。
Jesus is humility.
耶稣却是谦卑。
Don't we want to be his bride?
我们不想当他的心腹吗
？Don't we want to have His Spirit？
我们不想有他的灵吗
？His Spirit is a spirit of humility。
他的灵就是谦卑的灵。
And we find out it brings great joy。
我们会发现这个谦卑呢，带给我们极大的喜悦。
Pastor Chow often says two words very hard to say. I'm sorry。
周牧师常常提到有两句话很难说出口，一个是对不起。
We heard our sister say she told her husband, I'm sorry.
今天早上姐妹说她跟她的先生道歉。
Humbled herself.
降卑自己。
And it gives her great joy.
也给她极大的喜悦。
There's great joy in humility.
谦卑能带来喜乐。
And great faith.
还有大的信心。
Pastor Lai has had many experiences, too many to mention, all of her walk with Jesus in humility.
我们的赖淑芳牧师呢，有数算不尽的经验呢，关于跟主一起同行。
She's here with us.
她要来跟我们分享。
这个分享吗？不是一个很容易的分享。我想你们大概会知道我心里有那么一点自己也说不上来的作难。我想神会让我们在各种环境里面学习，他让我们在家庭里面学习谦卑，我们最亲近的人可能就是主耶稣放的教材，他让我们在教会里面学习谦卑，我们的同工，我们的弟兄姐妹都是神所使用的教材。那可是穆安德勒这本谦卑的书是我经历最深刻的，但是玛莎刚才提到的那一本是，那是我第一次去达拉斯回来，还带着他满满的膏油。我每一次去回来大概会有两个月或者更多一点的时间，好像整个人是与神继续在关锁的，那才是他工作真正的开始。我就按着大概是玛莎派我们说回来以后要读这本书，我也就真的是很认真的读这本谦卑的书。我拿起来一读，天哪，我怎么觉得每一句话都射中我的心呢？而且呢，我就开始哭起来了。后来我是跪下来用这本书里面的文字来祷告。我还记得呢，我在我的祷告室里面呢，那些书文字呢真是大大的光照我，它好像打开了一扇天窗，除去我们眼睛的蒙蔽，让我们可以看到自己里面真实的面貌。所以后来我是跪在那里大喊大哭，主啊，请你救我脱离骄傲。我发觉这样的祷告呢非常有果效，每一次那些文字这样光照我，我就从书桌上砰一声跪下来，然后自己在那里大喊大哭，直接说我不要这个样子了，你救我脱离这个黑暗的权势。每一次当我这样子呼喊，不断的为自己在圣灵光照下看到我就是像书本中描写的一个撒旦的国度在我的心里，这是平时呢我们自己所看不见的。因此我相信是我从达拉斯带回来一个很深的神的同在，好像打开了一扇门让我看到真实的自己，我才能够这样在神的面前这样呼喊，这样呼求主耶稣你来救我，我不要我是这个样子的。然后每一次我就砰一声跪下来，自己深深的认罪悔改。可是每一次这样的祷告之后，我就经历到一个很深的灵洗，耶稣来充满我一次一次。所以这本书我发觉它不是用来读的，它是用来被一个渴慕的人祷告的。我这样子一段一段的祷告，每一次我就经历到一个很深的撕裂，很深的破碎，好像我感觉到我里面的那个坚固营垒，然后骄傲就好像洋葱的皮一层一层给撕下来，然后一次又一次更深的临近就这样子进来。当我把这本书这样子祷告读完一遍的时候，我感觉到我自己一身轻松。然后另外一本呢帮助我很大的就是《荣耀的光辉》这本书。这本书是我很早的时候我一个人在摸索时候的老师，我每次遇到问题我就问主啊，我这个问题怎么办， 他就会告诉我去读荣耀光辉里面的哪一章哪一节。我这样子不知不觉呢，这本书是我进入内在生活跟学习谦卑的第一个老师。有一天我读到书中有一段叫做照见我的本相的时候，他提到罗炳斯师母有一次他做了一个祷告，求耶稣让他看见他自己的本相。哇，看到他自己很可怕的本相，他就在那里祷告之后呢，好像他的一个老我呢就飞出去了，而基督的生命进来了。诶，这个经历就很深的吸引我，我也要这样子，我想要得到主耶稣呢快一点，我不怕吃苦也不怕丢脸的，只要能够又多又快的得到他呢，好像呢我想呢搭一条高速公路去到主那里，而不想呢一步一步慢慢的走。所以凡是我在书上读到有哪一个人有这样的经历的时候，他就会很感动我的心。所以我读到那里呢，我也这样子放下书本，想说咦，这个好，我也开始这样做祷告。可是呢，主真是听祷告的主，当我们他真是以心灵忧伤痛悔了，我没有想到我这个祷告一完呢，我又啪一声，圣灵把我推倒在地上，我跪下来，马上啊，就好像一个电影画面出现在我心里，我看到我是一个里面是一个很丑陋的人，非常的固执，固执到让人无可奈何，又骄傲又固执，我就又在那里呢痛哭，我一直在那里大喊，主耶稣，我不要是这个样子的，请你改变我。然后我会感觉到圣灵自然而然呢会推着我们进入那种祷告中，他看到我们那种渴慕的心，我那个下午也又在那里大喊大呼大叫，哭了很久，不断的为自己里面呢个性上一些自己看不见的盲点。我发觉这样之后呢，我好像呢身体有一边呢很固执的那一面，从此呢我会发现这个固执也是一种骄傲，好像被主耶稣用一根斧头大大的给砍掉了。我开始变成一个呢比较容易沟通的人，也比较能够听得进别人的劝诫的人。过去我曾经在这一方面呢是一个让人很伤脑筋的人，那我今天在这里跟大家分享，当我们有一个很愿意很渴慕他更多更快速的进来，而我们不惜践踏我们自己，也不惜拉下我们自己的面子，也不爱惜自己的时候呢，就是舍命这样子顺着顺服圣灵扑倒在地上，圣灵就能够为我们代求。我觉得那个代求跟哭泣都不是出于我，都是圣灵因为看到我们里面有一个饥渴慕义的心，把我推倒在地上，我才能够做出那样从灵魂深处的呼求，以至于我可以更容易的弃绝自己，让耶稣更多的充满我，也是一再的经历到更深的灵境，弃绝自己。
This is no doubt the most important thing we have to say to you.
这一定是我们要跟你们说最重要的事。
The subject of humility.
谦卑这个功课。
Because I understood that there may be half of our group are pastors and ministers.
我可以相信有超过一半的牧者。
But pride ruins the ministry.
他们的事工呢会因为骄傲呢而被摧毁。
It defeats the work of God.
他们把神的工呢击败。
It causes arguments between workers.
骄傲可以使人争吵。
And quarrels. Quarrels.
还会他们起争执。
Many missionaries have to return to their country.
很多传教宣教士回到他们自己的国家之后。
Because they can't get along with one another.
因为他们没有办法互相容忍。
They can't follow.
他们没办法跟随主。
Everybody wants to be the leader.
每一个人都想要当头。
The eye is so big.
他们的眼光甚高。
This is the enemy's tool.
这是敌人的工具。
To defeat the work of God.
来把神的事工呢毁坏。
But Jesus was the example.
但是耶稣是我们的榜样。
He was humility.
他就是谦卑。
And if we come very close to him, he wants to give us his humility.
如果我们来到他面前跟他亲近，他想要把他的谦卑给我们。
Many Christian workers, pastors, ministers are very gracious with their people.
有很多的牧者或者是工作者呢，对人都非常的有恩典。
But what about their family?
但是对他们的家人呢？
What about their husband?
对他们的先生、他们的太太、
their children,
他们的小孩。
How do we live at home?
我们如何在家里面生活？
What are we like when no one sees?
我们没有人看见我们的时候，我们到底是什么样子？
Only the Holy Spirit can shine light into our heart.
只有圣灵呢，可以光照我们的心。
He shows us what we're really like.
他让我们看到自己真正的模样。
And how much we need Jesus.
让我们看到自己多么需要耶稣。
The very first conference we had in Dallas, Pastor asked me to teach on humility.
在达拉斯的第一次特会，周牧师请我传讲谦卑这个功课。
First, it was going to be a week.
原本只要一个星期。
And then the last day, he said to me,
最后一天他却跟我说,
Martha, can you wrap it up tomorrow?
马大，你可不可以明天就把它做结束?
I said, okay.
他说, okay.
I said to Jesus, how do you wrap it up?
我就跟耶稣说, 我到底要怎么样做总结?
But then I remembered how Jesus wrapped it up.
但是我想起耶稣怎么样把它总结。
Just before he went to the cross,
当他上十字架之前,
he was eating dinner with the disciples.
他跟门徒一起用晚餐,
and he took a towel.
他拿了一块布,
he washed the disciples' feet.
然后帮门徒们洗脚.
That was his last lesson.
这是他最后一个教训.
It was so important.
是非常重要的.
He said, "With desire, I have desired."To eat this meal with you before I go.
我多么的渴望要来跟你们有共同的用餐，在我离开之前。
He had one more thing to show them.
但是他还有一件事要给他们看。
His humility.
就是他的谦卑。
He not only taught it, he did it.
他不只是教导，但是他却行出来。
He demonstrated.
他示范出来。
He knelt down.
所以他跪下来。
He bowed.
而且就是把身体
He took the water,
他拿出水
and he washed their feet.
洗他们的脚。
So I went to Pastor Lai,
所以我就去跟赖牧师那里
and the other lady who was helping us.
还有另外一位帮忙的姐妹。
I said, would you be willing to be example, I wash your feet?
他说你们愿意当我的模特吗？我想要替你们洗脚。
Pastor Lai said, I have to pray about it.
牧师说我先要祷告看看。
She didn't know me very well.
那时候她还不是跟我那么熟。
We just met each other.
我们才刚见面而已。
I thought I use these two ministers to show lesson.
我想说我可以用这两位牧者呢当一个示范。
And she came back and said, okay.
结果后来她回来跟我说
Holy Spirit said, you do it.
圣灵说你就这样子行吧。
So we're at a hotel.
我们是在一个旅馆里面。
And I got a bowl from the hotel. A couple of towels and water.
旅馆要了一个盆子然后一些毛巾。
I washed her feet.
那我洗为他们洗脚。
And the other lady.
还有另外一位女士
She was our song leader.
她是我们带赞美的
She began to cry.
她开始哭泣
She was so broken before Jesus.
她在耶稣面前被破碎
God's Spirit filled the whole room.
神的灵充满了整个这个房间。
And I didn't want to leave anybody out.
所以我不想要遗漏任何一个人。
So I began to wash somebody else.
所以我又开始为另外其他的人洗脚。
And another lady, and another lady, and another lady.
一个接一个。
And then Sister Chow.
师母周师母。
And then I said to the men, "We'll have to let Jesus wash your feet."
那我跟在场的男士说，我们需要让耶稣来为你们洗脚。
But the Holy Spirit came in a great way.
但是呢，圣灵大大的降临。
It was a mighty meeting.
是一个非常有能力的一个聚会。
And Mrs. Chow came over and washed my feet.
周师母呢，来到前面来洗我的脚。
And then she went to her room.
然后他又回到他的房间。
She told Pastor, "Tomorrow you wash the men's feet."
回到房间跟周牧师说，明天呢你要来洗所有男士的脚。
So he said, "Okay."
结果周牧师说，好，没问题。
And he washed the men's feet.
所以他就为所有的男士洗脚。
That was an example of what Jesus did.
这是耶稣所给的一个模范。
This is one of the commands in the Bible. Humble yourself.
这是我们圣经里面的一条诫命，谦卑自己。
It's a command.
这是一个命令。
Humble yourself.
谦卑自己。
If we are willing to humble ourselves,
如果我们愿意来这样做，
He will lift us up.
他会抬高我们。
We will be pleasing to Jesus.
我们会成为神的喜悦。
We have a little time left. I'm glad supper doesn't come till 6.
我们还有一些时间。
I really feel we should come to the altar.
我真的感觉我们应该到前面来。
You've heard so much from all three of us about humility. You've heard much about humility.
我们有听到很多关于谦卑的事。
But we want Jesus to work in our heart.
但是我们想要耶稣在我们的心里面做工。
Don't be afraid to ask him to show you him, yourself the way he sees you.
不要害怕来跟耶稣要求说，向我显明我自己真正的样式。
I think it's the quickest prayer he answers.
这是通常主耶稣都会立即回答这个祷告。
Even though it has been hard for me to see myself, it has always brought me great peace and joy.
虽然常常看到我自己的真面目是很困难的，但是常常我因此得到很多的喜乐跟平安。
Because Jesus takes some of me out and puts some of him in.
因为神会把我的旧我拿去，然后把他自己
more and more and more
放到我的心里，越多越多。
And we look forward to the day when it's not I but Christ.
那我们期待有一天，完全不是我们自己，而是基督
living in me.
住在我们里面。
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. Come to us, Lord Jesus.
亲爱主啊，来到我们里面。
We bow in your presence.
我们在你面前屈膝。
We want to learn of you.
我们要向你学习。
We want to humble ourselves.
我们想要谦卑自己。
That you may breathe your humility into us.
你可以把你的谦卑吹到我们里面。
Come by your Holy Spirit,
你的圣灵降临
and cleanse us from our pride,
来洗涤我们从我们的骄傲里面洗净
that we may be the bride of the Lamb,
所以我们可以成为羔羊的心腹
our garments may be white,
我们的黑暗可能很大
without spot or wrinkle, without a spot or a wrinkle,
没有任何的污点或是皱纹。
In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Hallelujah. Amen.